This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Otto Murano, A-L-T-A-M-I-R-A-N-O, first name Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, the date of birth September 25th, 1961, date of evaluation July 22nd, 2024, the referring physician, Golden Gate, author of the edict, the physician is Dr. Haney, H-A-N-Y, Al-Rashidi, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y, M-D. The patient is a 62-year-old Hispanic male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled to have total shoulder arthroplasty period. The HBI, the patient is a 62-year-old Hispanic male who had a total right shoulder arthroplasty and was subsequently noted to have a paroxysmal atrial fibrillation during the perioperative period on December 11, 2023. His surgery of the right shoulder otherwise went well, period. However, since that time, comma, the patient had been noting increasing fatigue and shortness of breath, period. He was recently diagnosed with asthma exacerbation, period. He has had a recent flare-up such that he has ongoing shortness of breath. He has no history of childhood asthma, period. He had first developed left shoulder symptoms approximately 10 years ago, period. Symptoms have progressively worsened. He has pain, which he rates as 4-5/10, period. However, with use of the arm, it becomes 8/10, period. Patient had failed conservative therapies and is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. The past medical history includes one, asthma, next number, COVID-19, next number, flu symptoms, next number, hypertension, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery, next number, left inguinal hernia, medications, losartan /hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25 daily. He is taking an unknown inhaler for asthma. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother with cancer of the bile duct, social history, he denies cigarette smoking or drug use, but notes occasional alcohol use. Review of systems. Eyes, he wears glasses. Neck, he has stiffness and decreased range of motion. Respiratory, he has cough and dyspnea. Remainder of the review system is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 130/86, pulse 82, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 188.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in non-acute distress. Musculoskeletal, the left shoulder shows severely decreased range of motion, period. There is a very tenderness present, period. Range of motion on the abduction is 75-80 degrees, period. He has significant tenderness on the external rotation, period. The impression, this is a 62-year-old male with history of asthma and hypertension who experienced bilateral shoulder injuries, period. He had previously undergone right shoulder surgery and is now scheduled for left total shoulder arthroscopy and right shoulder manipulation under anesthesia, right shoulder cortisone injection for diagnosis M75.01 and Z96.611. B. Patient's ECG is normal, period. He has sinus rhythm of 81 beats per minute and no significant SD/DA changes, period. The question of his late asthma is called into question, period. He has no history of cigarette smoking. He has no known exposures, period. Given his ongoing symptoms, would consider both exercise treadmill test and echo prior to his next surgery, period. We'll schedule for treadmill testing. In the interim, he is felt to be clinically stable, period. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending the patient. Thank you.